It's a big weekend every year at the Flamingo in Santa Rosa. This year, no exception. And this weekend, Tattoos and Blues Festival in Santa Rosa. The co-owner, Daniel Dorsett, is here with us. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
What is it particularly about this three-day event that gets people so happy and riled up and interested and attending?
Well, it's one of the longest-running tattoo conventions on the West Coast. But it's in the Bay Area. You gotta love that.
Sure, sure.
And so we do a three-day event with music, you know, car show, and contest. So it's pretty held at the Flamingo, which is, you know, been here 28 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And how many people show up for this thing, Daniel?
This year, we're probably expecting about 4,000 or 5,000 people through the weekend.
Wow, that's pretty good. And some of the contests that you were talking about, let's see, best color, best sleeve, best American traditional, best Japanese traditional, best back piece, portrait, or worst tattoo. What's the worst one you've ever seen?
The worst one I've ever seen?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to think about it. Maybe it was either an armband or a Tasmanian devil, maybe.
Now, that doesn't seem so weird to me, but yeah. It's and let me ask you this. What advice would you give to a person who's never had a tattoo in their lives? Where do you go? What do you do?
What I would do is you do your research. Really, really think about what art you want and really pick a good artist, you know? Go to shops, go online, ask people that have tattoos, and really, really research before you get one done.
Okay, are there circumstances where people should not get a tattoo?
Yeah, if someone's doing it out of their house or in their garage,
oh, yeah.
It's definitely not safe or sanitary. So,
okay.
I would stick to people that have shops and have the experience, you know?
And what do tattoos say about us?
Well, you know, individually, it just shows us the freedom to express ourselves, you know? It's and people that really like art kind of stand out. You know, more so 20 years ago, now everyone seems to have tattoos, but it expresses a person, you know? Especially when you're heavily tattooed.
Yeah. Yeah. Has it become too mainstream for you?
I don't believe so. I think the industry is growing. But I think that the ones that have been tattooing a while now, 10, 15, 20 years, really shine between the younger or the older. But, you know, if you stay true to your style and your art, I think it's going to be here forever, you know?
Well, clearly, yes. Do you have any Tahitian tattoo artists there? Because it seems like that's one of the original locations on the planet where tattoos were very big, very early.
We tried to get some, but it's very hard because with California laws, you know, we're trying to get them here from overseas, but then you got to get their visa and all their paperwork in order
right.
to tattoo here. So sometimes we get them here and sometimes we don't. So, we'd like to get some.
Do you spend any time, Daniel, advising against people getting the name of their girlfriend or boyfriend? Because really, you should. You really should.
Yeah. You should, I guess. It's been kind of a bad luck thing. But, you know, I have my wife's name on me, and we're still together, so sometimes it works.
Yeah, sometimes it works.
If you do get
sure.
your name, I mean, put it in a spot where it can be coming up. You know, don't put it on your neck or your face.
yeah, that's a real game changer there. What are the most popular tattoos? What are people most interested in?
I think you get a lot of eagles, roses, you know, a lot of, you know, traditional style. I think a lot of people, that's what they're getting these days.
Seems like dragons are still big, too.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the Japanese influence is still big. It's big. And a lot of black and gray, too. A lot of people like the, you know, the script lettering and stuff. So, I mean, it's all different styles, but I would say a lot of traditional stuff is still real popular.
Yeah, and we just keep adding and adding and adding on to us. Tell us about the entertainment aside from watching the tattoos, because that in itself is worth the price of admission. Talk about the bands performing this weekend, Daniel.
Oh, yeah. So Friday night, you know, we have some bands that are coming from the city. Surf rock band. We got some blues bands from the Young Barons are the surf rock band. We got the Boudreaux and then the Aces, which come play Friday night. And then another headliner, too, and I forgot. It's the Joseph DeMondre and Paco Excel's band out of the city or San Jose. And Saturday night, we have the Baltics, which is a rockabilly band. We have the Phenomenauts from Oakland, and then Plan 9, which is a Misfits cover band. So, you know, I know it's tattoos and blues, but we want to kind of mix the music up on Saturday night to go with the car show as well, to tie it all in.
And what
on Sunday...
Go ahead.
On Sunday, we have, you know, just a... It's a Tuesday a social club, which is like a nine-piece band. And then we have No Account, which is like a blues band. And they play on Sunday during the day. On Sunday, it's a little bit mellower. But,
and
yeah,
how
many
tattoo artists will be available this weekend?
Oh, over 150.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's 50 booths, and it can go anywhere from 2 to 4 artists per booth.
Okay, so it's not, you know, it's not out of the ordinary at all for people to say, hey, you know, I've always wanted a tattoo. Maybe this is a good weekend to go and get one.
Oh, no, it happens all the time.
All right, good.
All ages come in and get tattooed.
What's interesting, one of the things that's interesting to me is, you know, I often see a series of photographs during and after tattoos and blues, and it really is all different kinds of people who show up for this thing. All different kinds of levels of tattooing show up for this event.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people show up. A lot of first-timers, too, that want to get tattooed. I think last year we had a lady that's maybe 78.
Wow.
Her first tattoo. So,
what'd she get?
I think it was just a little, if I remember, it was either a little heart or a little butterfly. I can't remember. I have to look at the pictures.
Good for her.
But yeah.
If you are a first timer, where's the best place, the least painful place to get a tattoo?
That's a good question. Everyone seems to think that they don't hurt. They do hurt. I'll tell you. I basically almost have a full bodysuit, and you know, they all hurt. But I would say the least for me is probably just like on the side of your arm. You know,
on the side of your arm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. These are words from an expert.
And the worst place, if you're going to ask, is for me, was my butt.
Was your butt?
Yep.
Oh, I would think that would be so fleshy that it would hurt less than going like
straight
over
bone.
Oh,
there's a lot of nerves.
Oh, the nerves. The nerves. Yeah. Okay, how badly does it hurt? Can you compare it to anything, getting a tattoo?
It's like someone poking you with a needle 1,000 times. That's all.
Oh,
and then after the sun, it feels like a sunburn.
Uh-huh. How long does it take to heal?
Well, if you do it correctly, no more than 2 weeks. You know, if you really take care of the tattoo properly, you should heal fairly quick. But if you don't, then it's going to get scabbed up. And if you pick out, the ink comes out. But it should
do any
of that
right there.
If you take care of it correctly.
Yeah. Be sure to take care of it, because that sounds very unpleasant right there.
Yeah.
It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tattoos and blues, it's really become a part of the Sonoma County landscape, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And we're here to stay, and we're growing the show bigger and bigger every year. You plan on staying at Flamingo? We know they're going to be doing some remodeling, but we're going to have more room in the following years. So,
what does it cost to get in?
Excited. It's $15 per day to get in. Or you can buy a weekend pass for $30 and come every day and watch the music. And so the car show outside is free.
Very
good. Pretty good deal. And then you can buy them on our website. You know, and then there's Eventbrite, and you can book them so you can buy them ahead of time before, or purchase them at the door, either one.
All right, very good. It's noon to 11 p.m. tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and then noon to 8 p.m. on Sunday. Tattoos and Blues, distinctly Sonoma County. Daniel, good luck, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, that is Daniel Dorsett, co-owner of the annual Santa Rosa Tattoos and Blues Festival. Kind of fun. I always love looking at the pictures of the many, many tattoos after the fact. Might have to go one of these days.